that everyone? Okay, let's start. Okay. Okay. Carolina, congratulations into the final here after a really great match. Just talk us through what you're most pleased about and how great the support out there was today.
Thank you very much. I would repeat myself to say that it's incredible to play here. The crowd is always, it's packed, and it's nice the way that the people support us here. And today, yeah, very tough and physical match against Alina. I'm very pleased with the way I handled myself at the end of the third set when it was 4-4 with that break, and then that I was able to finish it off.
I thought one of the areas that was most effective is kind of there'd be times when you would serve, I think typically to her backhand, and you'd immediately come to the net to try to finish the point there. I'm just curious your thoughts on, was that something that you kind of wanted to implement today? Is it, you know, the key just finishing the point pretty quickly?
Well, I thought it was working, so I was trying to, you know, that's what exactly happened in the second set. I think I kind of started to play the way she likes to play and play the long rallies, and then I just realized, okay, I have to, again, be more aggressive and try to approach the net or change the rhythm, and I think that's the way that it's good for me to play against her.
As you said before, it was a very physical match. Probably also the mental part was also very demanding. So I wanted to ask, basically, how do you feel at the moment? And how was the recovery from yesterday? And how much really challenging was today?
Yeah, I mean, it's tennis, but it's tough to play every day these big tournaments when it's only a week. So you play basically every day. And so I try my best to recover as much as I can. I try to do everything, but obviously I feel it when we play over 2 hours. You know, you're sliding on the clay, so body feels it. I know about it, but I'm just trying to not thinking of it too much. And as well, I know that with every match, you know, I'm as well gaining good physique from that. So, I'm in the finals. I think it's body feels it. Of course, it was 4 tough matches, so I'm just glad to still be playing.
What could you tell us about certain routines you probably like and maybe superstitions? And be aware, I like details.
What is it, the first one?
Superstitions and routines.
On this tournament, actually, we're going every morning with a team for a coffee. Found a nice spot here around, so we always get out from, you know, this bubble we have here and just, like, sit on the sun. It's been nice weather the last few days, so I think I would put that as a routine that I do here. But then just trying to, yeah, you know, the warm-ups and stuff, it's every day the same. So just typical tennis stuff. No, I don't have any.
Yesterday you mentioned that you've played in Radovcel on the Lake of Constance. For what time, and that some friends from the earlier time are here in the Porsche Arena? How many friends are there now? Is the contact?
I played, tough to remember. It's been really, I think I was junior at that time, so it's really long, long, long time ago. I've met here the coach of the team. Overall, you know, I hear sometimes some people from Czech, we are not living, the borders are closed, so I guess people just come here. The first day there was, I met my friend who was here with a Porsche, actually from Czech, so it's nice to see familiar faces.
Just outside this bubble, I wonder if you read or heard the news about Markéta Vondrousová, if you spoke to her, if you were aware, or just your thoughts on what happened.
Yeah, I'm in touch with Markéta, but I honestly don't want to really comment on it because I don't know any too close information about that. And obviously, I feel sorry for her, and I hope she's going to get out of it.
What's your connection to cars? Do you drive? Do you have the license? Very early, did you have it? And are you used to drive yourself, or do you more drive here, maybe in the tournament circumstance with having a driver?
I have a license and I actually love to drive, because usually we are on the way, so I don't get I don't get too much chance to drive my car, but when I'm home, I drive myself. I don't have a driver, and I enjoy it.
Talking about the final, Mira or Elena, await for you. Just your thoughts on playing either of them. I think for both, it'd be the first time playing on clay, if I'm not mistaken. But your thoughts on playing?
I mean, both of them, Mira, obviously coming from a winning last week, a tournament in a similar conditions, I would say, in Linz. So she has some good matches under her belt, very tough opponent. And Elena, winning Slam this year, obviously one of the best players, won this tournament in the past, so she knows how to play here. So either of them, very, very tough competitors, and I'll definitely have to bring my A game to be able to challenge them.
Karina, we've talked about this yesterday. For us from the exterior, this tournament looks like you're in a Tarantino movie. You're getting revenge on everyone. So you had 0-6 against Coco. You beat her here for the first time. You had 0-3 against Elina Svitolina. You beat her here for the first time. It's about clay or it's about your mindset? What is different now?
Well, definitely I never played him on the clay, so that might be the factor. And, I don't know. I guess I just... it was tough matches, both of them very close. I think you never know who's going to come out as a winner, three setters. And I think this time I was just, I would say brave, and I played good in a tough moments. And I think these tough matches, it's always about who's going to take that advantage when it's, close and able to convert it to on my side. And I'm happy it happened yesterday and today again.
Hello, congratulations.
Hi.
I don't know if you know that in Poland, after every IGA's loss in last month, people, Polish fans, keeping cross fingers for your triumph in every tournament after her loss. Do you know about it, and what do you think about it?
No, I don't know about it. But it's so nice. Another neighbor, I would say, to Czech is Poland, so... It's nice that people are pulling for me, and I appreciate it a lot.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.